We have learned that former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, one of the architects of the invasion of Afghanistan and the Iraq War, died yesterday at the age of 88. And in a statement released earlier today, President George W. Bush remembered Rumsfeld as a good-humored and big-hearted man who treasured his family above all else. To many, though, he remains a pivotal figure in one of the most controversial foreign policy decisions in modern American history. News Nation's Leland Vittert joins us tonight with the latest. Leland.
Yeah, few people have had more influence in Washington over a longer period of time than Donald Rumsfeld, most known for leading the Pentagon during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. His career included jobs in the White House as a congressman, as a cabinet secretary, and as a CEO.
At 43, Donald Rumsfeld became America's youngest Secretary of Defense. At 69, he returned to the Pentagon as the oldest to hold the office. Known to his friends as Rummy, the Washington insider presided over U.S. defense policy during the tensest days of the Cold War as the Soviet threat grew, and then was at the Pentagon when Al-Qaeda terrorists crashed American Flight 77 into the building. He then oversaw the beginning of America's longest war, sending U.S. troops first to Afghanistan and then Iraq.
You go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want.
Twice during the 2004 Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal, Rumsfeld offered to resign. Both times, President George W. Bush stood by Rumsfeld. He left office when Democrats took control of Congress in the November 2006 elections. Upon reflection in 2011, he defended the decision to invade Iraq, writing in his book, Knowns and Unknown, ridding the region of Saddam's brutal regime has created a more stable and secure world. The title from the book came from this famous press conference.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns, the ones we don't know we don't know.
His last boss, President George W. Bush, said today, a man of intelligence, integrity, and almost inexhaustible energy, he never paled before tough decisions and never flinched from responsibility.
Rumsfeld is survived by his wife, children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. He died, Marnie, in New Mexico Tuesday at the age of 88.